This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump is in Helsinki, Finland for his closely watched summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. John Huntsman, the U.S. ambassador to Moscow, on NBC's Meet the Press about the significance of the summit.
This is really the first time for both presidents to actually sit across the table and have a conversation. And I hope it's a detailed conversation about where we might be able to find some overlapping and shared interests.
When asked on the CBS program Face the Nation if he will be confronting Mr. Putin with U.S. allegations Moscow interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, Mr. Trump had this to say.
Well, I might. I hadn't thought of that, but I'll be asking about it. But again, this was during the Obama administration. They were doing whatever it was during the Obama administration.
The summit comes just after the U.S. indicted 12 Russian intelligence officers, accusing them of meddling in the election to help Mr. Trump win the presidency. President Trump is branding Russia, China, and the European Union as foes of the United States, but specifically is singling out longtime allies in Europe for asking and taking advantage of the United States on trade deals. Donald Tusk, president of the European Council, dismissed Mr. Trump's attack on European countries, saying America and the European Union are best friends. Joseph Kabila, president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, has appointed two military officials under international sanction. General John Numbi was given the role of inspector general. He is alleged to have presided over the deaths of scores of civilians. General Gabriel Amizi, accused of abuses and selling weapons to rebel groups, was named deputy army chief of staff. This is VOA News.